Okay, any question? So, where is my question? And this time, it's different. Isn't it good? Well, a different way. Where are we? We know that we are in the middle of a big story. Why it is big? Because it's a main story. What's the main story? Your problem with your ego, with your nafs. That's what the problem is. So, this book you will hear all around it. Now, we stop. We'll make another story to make some points here. The point tonight we'll make is so important that even if you don't know where we are, if you listen carefully and remember the points that this master is going to make tonight. This is a long paragraph. I'll tell you the story, it's simple, because I want you from the beginning to listen how he will talk about this. This is really the essence of our knowledge about ego. What is this nafs? This is what it is, okay? So, if you happen that you don't know where we are, and you're not planning to come here again, listen to this one carefully. This is one of those points. The story goes like this. There is this fellow. Today you could call him acrobat or showman or something. He's looking for a big stuff to make a show. So he's looking around for a dragon. He goes in the mountain and here the mountain is no good for you. Today you should think he will go to Inuit lands. We'll go north and we'll find a dragon almost frozen. So the dragon cannot move on its harness. He will drag the dragon and bring him to the city, Babylon. Then big show, everybody shows up, everybody is gathering, and dragon starts to defrost, to become warm and active. The rest you could imagine, it's just like King Kong's story. So you got a story. What does that mean? Normally, he will tell him a story, and he means this and that and that, he says this and that, and I will try to make it like this and remind you that. Do you remember somewhere he said, when I say this, I mean that? Or in the future, sometimes I bring in as help that, okay, try to imagine what this story means. Because yes, the story makes you laugh. And honestly, which one of you are going to forget this story, when it is in a very beautiful way narrated to you? You will remember, okay? This is the main story you should hear. So he will not leave it to my interpretation or anyone else's interpretation. As he is sharp at the end of the paragraph, he says, you know what? The dragon is your ego. And that cold weather is the misery and empty-handedness. Do not bring that dragon to the heat of the sun of Iraq. Do not let your dragon be able to start to become warm, because when it is warm, point is. Okay? And this was the oversimplification of the story he's saying. He will narrate the story and you will see that he will start with two verses. The first verse is, "Hey you, listen. I'm telling you a story about the history. I tell you this story for you to somehow find a way to discover the secret, hidden secret in this story." This is the first verse. So he will try to alert you that I'm going to tell this history, way of story, and that there is a hidden secret in it. So listen. You remember that? Listen. At the beginning here, it's here, Yekir Ayat Bishnu, as Tariq Gui, the fellow who is telling the history, narrating the history. If you listen carefully to that, you will discover this hidden secret in it. Okay? And at the end, you will talk about the ego. So, the stuff you laughed about is not the secret, it's deeper. Okay? So, pay attention. Make it a unique story that you will read again and again and again and think about it again and again. Okay? The third verse, he forgets about all of that. He starts to talk about something that you will not expect now to be told to you. I'm going to narrate the story of a stupid fellow who is looking for something big to show off, and he will find the dragon. I told you the story, right? What is suitable to follow this argument? How about the main point of teaching? That was the main point in this knowledge you should get. What is the main point in his teaching? What is he talking about? What is he living on? Imagine Rumi every morning wakes up, will go have a life and teaches this is his work, and goes to bed. When he thinks about, what am I doing? I'm spending my life for what? Why am I doing this? That's here. The point he will say, let me tell you up front without any warning. A seeker will find the stuff he or she is seeking. It means in this path, the seeker finally will find it. There is no point for discouragement or hopelessness. He will make this sharp point. He starts to turn around and talk about how should you do this path. We told you about this path. Remember, we started in book one to explain it in a story, the problem of that ego, that logic in me. The second part was the hope that there are something. It could be done, because these two parts of you, if they understand each other, and every one of them will take the position that she or he should, there is something out of there. Caliph, right? That was book one. In book two, we talked about it, and mainly, when we started this book, we talked about not doing stuff. The danger, right? First was that imitation in you to try to show off that I'm here. Not for the people, even to yourself. To account yourself knowledgeable now, therefore I could analyze myself and think like that. Then, he said, don't follow a fellow who is following the logic only and is imitating someone else's. And so on and so on. This is don't do, don't do, don't do. Right? At the peak of that, if you're sincere and you're really here, you should feel miserable. Okay, I cannot trust everyone. Every single decision I make is important. I'm responsible.